it's great.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
All right, the next item is a proposed TIF district for the development by the city of Devonport. Tim, who is going to be presenting?
Yeah, you have the information we received from the city, and you, of course, heard the announcement of Beautiful Press. Up until a few weeks ago, I would view this project as Project Prairie. They use code words, economic development, to keep things confidential. I knew the parameters of the project, but not the particulars. Delighted with the when Sterilite Corporation was named as the Project Prairie Corporation. That's a quality American company that has plants around the United States. Plastics manufacturing is relatively clean, safe industry. You know, the pellets come in on truck and rail cars, so they're going to be utilizing our rail service out there. And then they injection molded in those large machines for consumer products. I have to compliment the city of Davenport CPED staff. They've done a terrific job. You know, the year before with Heinz Craft, they turned that project around in a day when it looked like we were going to lose them because they didn't have a suitable site. Well, GDRC had the site. We had it certified by the state of Iowa, and it was literally 24 hours from the time that the other site fell through that they had been really focusing on to coming to the GDRC. Then a number of months ago, I think it was last spring, when we first started talking about this Project Prairie, my comment was 160 acres, 2 million square feet. This is exactly the kind of project that the GDRC was created for. Mm-hmm. This is the project for patient money sitting on large tracts of land and have them ready for development. And that's what Sterilite said. You know, it was really our project to lose. We were the preferred site from the very beginning. And they stuck with us, and we worked it out. And now the city of Davenport is going to make it come through. So I prepared a letter for you that I describe as our enthusiastic support to the project. I think this is, you know, the name of the game these days. You don't get a project like this without using TIF. But it's, you know, the city of Davenport's, you know, we do it 60%. And the other positive I see is the GDRC is getting full price for the land. We're a nonprofit, so we're not making a profit out of it. We're just using that proceeds to take down more land. And that's the whole idea of the GDRC from the beginning. We started out with 200 acres. As we've sold land, we've bought more than that. And so I see this as a continuing development out there. You know, sometimes you go 6, 8, 9 years without much happening, and the meetings aren't a whole lot of fun. Other times you get together and you've had a lot of success. So I'll give Tim Wilkinson credit, too, for as our executive director, for the work he does. And the Kelly family, who we purchased the land from, have just been terrific to work for right from day one. And, you know, they know we were coming for 20 years. When we purchased the first 80 from them for Heinz Craft, I don't think they ever imagined that the next 160 would go so fast. But, hey, when the iron's hot, you strike.
Well, I congratulate you for being part of GDRC and the county supporting it all these years.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Said to the board, if we don't make this happen, shame on us.
What were the factors that made this the preferred site? Did they share that with you?
I would say it's proximity to I-80. It's ability to get have rail service and the workforce. I probably should have said workforce first. I think they were very impressed with the Davenport workforce and felt that we had adequate folks here to fill their needs and the right kind of workforce to show up Monday mornings or there Friday afternoons, you know, that type of deal. So I would say those are the main factors. And the fact that it was a certified site, we spent tens of thousands of dollars on that certification. So it wasn't something cheap. The GDRC paid for that. Mm-hmm. You help fund the GDRC every year with contribution. So I would say those would have been the main sites. And, you know, the grandfather from Sterilite Corporation came with his grandson on the site visit. I don't know, I just think that's great.
Just so we can all have more junk in plastic boxes in our basements, right?
I've got a few Sterilite containers in my basement, and they mark Easter, Halloween, Christmas.
Will they be using the plastic from the, what is it, Mandel or...
You have to ask that.
Or whatever in Clinton, or I wonder.
There's a lot of different kinds of plastic, I know that.
Well, it's great that we've all worked together in the community and economic development of the state, so really glad this has happened. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, you have some questions?
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Thank you. I wish we would have had this a little sooner, but what the recommendations ended up being, I'm scouring over it right now to try to sort it all through. At $64 million, that is, are we now calling that the minimum amount that we anticipated would be?
That's my understanding, that the city of Davenport is required a minimum assessment fee.
Okay. And that, if I quickly worked on my phone, that works out to $39 a square foot to build at $2.5 million. Is that what they're projecting it'll cost to build it?
I have the slightest what the construction costs are. Just from my experience as a building official, that would sound extremely low by a third.
Yeah, so are we underestimating? I mean, I'm concerned that we're, I mean, this is all, this being viable is all based on how accurate our revenue estimates are. And if we start out the gate at estimating at $39 a square foot, and have we, when it talks, I guess in the past that we've looked to cities to pay for infrastructure, what was our opinion on the road construction out to the casino? Was that, did we agree with paying for infrastructure costs with TIF on that particular one? When we gave our opinion letter on the road work to go to the casino, did we go along with TIF paying for infrastructure?
I don't remember that one. The one I do remember is Heinz Craft. We were supportive of using TIF as the match for the RISE grant, to get the RISE grant for the road improvements for Heinz Craft. The casino, we were tepid in our support of that project, if indeed we even expressed any support.
Do we have revenue projections of what we think this property might be valued at after 15 years? I know we're looking at the nearest comp around there is the Davenport Distribution Center, and that's right now valued at $39 a square foot. Do we have an estimation of what a facility like this becomes after 15 years?
No, but I would say that's one of the reasons it's fairly normal to have the minimum assessment agreement, so we have a baseline that we can use and we can rely on, so that we know that what the base line income is going to generate.
And it's 60 after $64 million, then the money goes back to the company. So we take 40% up for the first 15 years, or not we, City of Davenport, taxpayers of Davenport.
Right.
And then after 64, they get the full 100% of valuation?
No, then it goes to the tax entities. If I understand your question.
Will be reimbursed to the company. Any assessed value portion greater than
64? They're not going to get more than 60%.
Had a question on the... Will they be using the transload facility, or will they be merely making another spur to connect to the line?
No, it's my understanding they're going to bring the spurs directly to their property.
Did we look into the contract and are recovering Scott County as a part of the contract? Are we going to look at any sort of charging for the companies for the use of the spur? As I looked at the 2080 for our 600,000 that the county put into this project, uh-huh. For the spur, in there talks about recovering some from the property owners. Are we asking for any of that in the agreement, or they plan to ask for that in the agreement where we start to get some money back for our investment in the spur?
You know, this is really at preliminary stages, and a lot of those agreements are yet to be worked out. The city of Davenport owns the spur and is contracting with the railroad operation to manage the spur and the transload facility, and I'm not familiar with those details at all. That's really a city project. Yes, and I realize we've given a $600,000 commitment, $60,000 a year for 10 years.
Is the infrastructure that we're doing at the intersection, is that viewed as any benefit to other property owners out there that we might assess them for the improvements? We'll be doing improvements out there to the road. Is there any discussion of increasing assessments for them?
Okay. The one issue that I would like to see resolved that we're really waiting for the city of Eldridge is to be able to fully annex the north 250 feet of both Pines Craft and the Sterilite. As of right now, the 250 feet adjacent to and south of Slopetown Road remains unincorporated because of the 120 acres north of Slopetown Road to the east that hasn't been annexed by the city of Eldridge yet. So once that happens, then the Slopetown Road will be the common boundary all along this stretch from the airport, you know, all the way out past Hines Craft. Will be Eldridge and Davenport, and this county won't be involved in it at all anymore.
In preliminary information, you said you were going to ask about the promised jobs. Is there any discussion of putting clawbacks into the contract?
It wouldn't need a clawback because this TIF is rebated as it's generated, and so if the jobs aren't created, then that would reduce the amount of what would be rebated, and that's in the agreement.
Okay, that's in the agreement. Great. Do we have any idea of their fulfilling their commitment down in South Carolina? I think that was, well, maybe not. Maybe Texas was their last expansion. But in South Carolina, whether they fulfilled their 500 jobs,
Like I said, up to just a week or so before the public announcement, I was just dealing with this. This is Project Prep.
I guess the last question was one I received from resident, and I think the pellet response answers that we're actually not actually doing any bringing petroleum products in and making plastic here. She was concerned about air quality and just wondered about where in the process the EPA or the DNR is involved with plant.
This is plastics molding.
Right.
This brings in the polymers and the types of plastics in pellet and, you know, hard form, however it is, and it's put into a machine, heated, and pressed, comes out, and boxed up.
Yes, and you mentioned that at the beginning. I thought that answered it because you asked the question. I wanted to make sure it was raised.
Actually, something from college. I worked in an injection molding factory, and so I'm quite familiar with the process. I would also like to compliment Liz Tallman and the Quad City First staff and their help, both with, as I mentioned, the Hines Craft project and this project. They're great working with clients. They really do their job.
Any more questions?
Madam Chair, just a clarification. On the 500 jobs, is the 500 jobs a raw number for in the factory? Does the 500 jobs include the construction jobs?
No, it does not include the construction jobs.
Okay, so that's the raw jobs at the facility.
Correct. Okay. And as you see, most of the square footage is warehouse, but the lion's share of the jobs are the manufacturing. Okay. Warehouse, of course, doesn't include the jobs.
I guess I'm going to say I don't feel satisfied in answering that I fully support this. And if you want to change the letter in the fashion that it says the majority of the board, then so be it. But I'm not convinced that everything's satisfied. So. And whether that could be accommodated?
What are your remaining questions you asked, what you remain?
That we have locked in the fact that at the end of 15 years, this is going to be valued at anything where we're going to have tax value that we're going to reap any benefit for all the money that was invested. And I'm disappointed that we don't know the answers. Will we try to recover any money for the rail spur? That we put that in the contract? That we would? That we're flat out TIFing infrastructure?
What was the agreement on the rail spur? Obviously, I wasn't on the council then, on the board then.
That was a rail spur. EDA money. So it was 80% federally funded project and then a 20% match. And so the city came up with a portion of that, and they came to the county and said, can you make a commitment to help the match? And after that time, that's what the $600,000
was. And was there some sort of an agreement that, you know, for some kind of payback, or this was...
I don't know if that was formally in writing. It was more, once we get this up and running, we'll see if there's proceeds, and if there is, we'll share them, you know, on a prorated basis in accordance with the investment.
I might be able to shed some light on that. I have it here. And it said the parties also agreed to collaborate in implementing method by which to recoup a portion of or all of the initial construction costs of ongoing maintenance costs for the future use of the rail line. These may include contributions from the three jurisdictions and the GDRC and or payments by current and future landowners, businesses, and rail users.
And what is that that you're reading?
Oh, that's the 20AD for our approval of 20AD agreement between Scott County, City of Davenport, City of Vail District, and the GDRC. To Eastern Iowa Industrial Center for the redevelopment of this book, for the development of this book.
Well, do you want to put in the letter the majority of the board, since Diane doesn't want to approve the way it is, the Board of Supervisors?
Does this need to be voted to this, or could this be tabled to the following meeting so the information could be obtained?
We'll vote on this
no,
Thursday,
we,
right?
We don't actually vote on
it. We just send a letter.
This is a letter.
This is the letter
from the chairman, but we get consensus from the rest of the board that it's an appropriate letter. So the final paragraph on the second page states, the Board of Supervisors appreciates the opportunity to comment on this plan and supports the proposed incentives to assist Sterling. You want to change that, and a majority of the board supports the proposed incentives.
I guess my question is just timing. Is this something that additional information could be obtained to see?
Well, generally we have 7 days to respond after the opportunity to consult with me, which was last week. So, and the city's acting on it tomorrow. So, Phil, we don't have to respond. We could just read it and not respond at all.
Past experience with that.
Regardless of what they say, all the cities can say thank you very much and do as they please.
I think we should respond in a favorable way to this. I mean, the letter. I mean, they're going to do it without us or not, but we've been part of this, so I would like to extend the welcome. One second.
I'm fine.
Agree? Okay, so.
So give you change the.
Yeah.
Yes, I would certainly want to respond. Our past experience tells us we need to do that.
But
the majority of the board.
And that's the only change.
Under the finance and intergovernmental. Next motion made into